Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When my wife and I were first married, cash was scarce. We were so poor, the electric company often showed up to blow out our candles. We were turned down for a Visa card. Seriously, who gets turned down for a credit card? Dinner out was impossible, so we picnicked on the kitchen floor. Golf at Pebble Beach was a distant dream, so I turned to my neighbor. He could build anything. In the hands of Vance, discarded maple became a handsome porch swing. From garbage bags and duct tape came water slides our kids would talk about for years. One day, Vance pointed at a vacant field and said, "Let's build an elevated golf green right there." So, we mowed the field with Vance's lawnmower. Gophers scattered, and soon the course had one green with 18 soup cans for holes. We yanked weeds, flung rocks, and manicured the sandy green. We received permission, and soon 18 tee-off boxes dotted the neighbors' yards. When the sun set, we surveyed our work and saw that it was good. "Be up by 9," Vance smiled, cracking his knuckles. "I think we can get you on." Thus was born the Airport Golf and Country Club, so christened for the abandoned airplane hangar that dominated the south end of all 18 fairways, a backstop for errant shots. The next evening, our wives tended hot dogs over a fire pit full of glowing embers. Amid 5 half-dead pines dubbed Sherwood Forest, our small children launched pine cones at imaginary targets, and all was well with the world. In our backyard, the first tee was nestled. "Replace your divots," our wives reminded us, and we did. Hole one was a sharp dog leg left. The smaller children vacated the swing set as we took aim. Hole two was a straight shot from Vance's backyard, a lob wedge over Harold's raspberries and across Jim's pea patch. Number three we nicknamed Doo-Doo. It required a sky-high lob over 2 tall spruces, past a thicket of dense lilacs, all from Don's doggy minefield. To this day, it is one of the most daunting holes I have tiptoed through. At last, we broke for hot dogs and juicy stories from the children's adventures with Robin Hood. After supper, they climbed the trees to applaud us as we completed our spirited game with a winner take the rest of the hot dogs home playoff on 18. Just beyond Sherwood Forest, across a gravel road, lay the tee-off box on Larry McClanahan's front lawn. It required moving Larry's car, then clearing 5 pines with 6 kids in them and a grove of maple trees. Sticking the sand brown off the tee was an automatic hole in one. We never came close. But I can't stop smiling as I tell you about it, and I'd pay a handsome sum to go back and try again, while Larry watched from the picture window, keeping his fingers crossed. Days ago, I strolled that neighborhood again. The ancient hangar is gone. The fairway's overgrown. No divots dot the grass. No kids call from the trees. But flipping back through the years, I'm struck by gratitude. God has been with us through it all. Those kids still call me Dad. Vance still calls me friend. And that girl whose candlelight presence I once knew still shares my name, my address, and my pillow. I think I'm the richest kid in town. A pretentious, showy life is an empty life, says Proverbs 13:7. A plain and simple life is a full life. I've since had opportunities to golf some magnificent courses from Seattle to Singapore, Honolulu to Houston, but few memories are as sweet as that of the Airport Classic. Time spent with a good friend while our kids peeked out of Sherwood Forest to cheer our loud rebounds off that hangar wall. Life was simpler then. Sometimes we're richer than we think.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."